Okay, well, very warm welcome, everyone. Just a couple of words about what I have in mind for this evening. So this is one of two Sangha nights on the theme of developing a meditation practice. And I'm assuming that you're all familiar with the mindfulness of breathing and the metta bhavana, the structure of those practices. So I'm not going to be introducing any new practices or doing any full-length meditation practices. What I am planning to do is a number of exercises which are going to help us find ways of working more effectively in meditation. Yeah. So this is like a stage two, if you like. So the first thing we need to do is get a good understanding of the form and the structure of the practice, whatever that might be. Mindfulness of breathing is probably going to be the most relevant to the material today. And then the next stage is to sort of make that your own, find ways of working on the mind, with the mind, in meditation practice. And that's a very individual affair. So in tonight and next week, I'm going to be sort of just helping you explore ways of working in meditation. So this is by way of an introduction to this sort of level of engagement with meditation practice. And there's an invitation following that to join a small group. So we thought we could more effectively take this sort of teaching forwards in a small group, a bit akin to a Mitra study group, taking Dharma teaching more further forward. Okay. In terms of content, there is a handout which the link for is in the chat. So don't feel you need to remember everything. You can just look it up in the handout. And let's make a start in a more experiential way, sort of getting in touch with an aspect of our experience. So I'll just lead through a small exercise, which I'm inviting you all to just join in with. And then following that, we'll have the opportunity to talk in groups of three, if you want, about what your experience was of that. Okay. So the overall theme is balanced effort. And the opening exercise, I just want to introduce, invite you to connect with what our actual experiences of focus, but also of any sort of falling away from focus or pulling away from focus. Yeah. So make yourself comfortable. We'll just be doing a short meditation exercise of a few minutes, 3 to 5 minutes. So check you've got a supportive meditation posture, balance and alert. Bringing your attention inwards to your current experience. And then we're choosing a center of attention. And my suggestion is, just as in the last stage of the mindfulness of breathing, to choose this point where you first experience the breath around the tip of the nose. So choosing to center the attention on that particular point of experience so that that's our reference point, that's our center. And once that center of attention is in place, we're relaxing into that centered attention. Now, as we're spending a little time with this center of focus, with the center of attention, as we're settling in there, I'd like you to just notice whether or not the mind is drawn elsewhere. So is the mind comfortably and happily settled and stable, with this point of experience in the center? Or is it being drawn off elsewhere? I'm just noticing this. And if you do find that there's some draw, there's some pull in a different direction, I invite you to explore the felt experience of that pull. So we're not exploring what it's pulled towards, what it's drawn towards. We're interested in the experience of the mind being pulled off. Is there a certain lean or weight to this experience of our attention being pulled away? It's getting a sense of that. So imagining that the mind, the awareness, has a sort of gradient. It might be completely level and happily settled on the center, or it might have a certain lean to it, a certain slope. And whichever it is, exploring what the experience of that directionality of mind is. Okay, and now gradually in your own time, bringing this little exercise to a close, and perhaps opening your eyes.